On the third night in the bridal suite, without the bride, he panicked. He couldn't handle another dream like that. Not wet like he'd expected, but not dry either. Men digging holes that they'd fill with water. Donkeys crossing valleys that suddenly flooded. The alarm call had a job to wake him, to send him out from the huge bed, past the corner kissing sofa, up two steps to the shower he hardly needed, where he'd scrub himself, clean as the baby he'd hoped to start that night, under the canopy like a wimple, in that room of pinks and greens. Naked and dripping, he'd rung reception to see if she'd rung. Then he'd stood looking out at the new marina as if he'd glimpse her on a yacht. On the third night, he could take no more. He dressed to the smell of her perfume, and leaving her clothes there, the wedding dress in a pile in the wardrobe, he walked past the deaf night porter out to his car. He had no idea where he was headed, only that she, if she ever came back, could sample the bridal suite on her own, could toss in that canopied bed and tell him about her dreams.